Well, without any further ado, I suppose our keynote speaker for tonight would have to be Jeff. He is, without a doubt, as Eric has stated, one of the finest guys we've been able to associate with. He's always there. He's mostly on time. Usually his hair is combed, and he speaks well for the most part. Now, I tell you what, guys. I mean, you really do have to appreciate what it is that Jeff can do, and what he can do in front of a camera is just amazing. He's been giving speeches all over this country, you know, and he'll do it from the seat of a combine and from the seat of an IndyCar going 200 miles an hour. He's very versatile. He's very proud to be part of this industry, and I'll just let him tell the rest of the story himself. Jeff.
It kind of made me all emotional. I don't even know what I'm going to say anymore. That was the most I've ever heard Eric say. Honestly, Stephanie asked me a few times before the show. She said, she had known Brent Maurer, who we had before, a little bit. She had known him for a while, and she said, "Yeah, I really like Eric, but he's just not much of a talker. So I can't say I really like what you had to say there. I'm going to speak more often on behalf of the IndyCar series and myself." Really, as I think one of the things that Eric was alluding to is, we're at this point now coming to this Indy 500 where this is a monumental time for motorsports. And for ethanol, and he was talking about how the Champ Car Series was kind of looking over at it and thinking, what's going to happen with this, nice gimmick, whatever. I think that really speaks to the vision that Paul Dano really had. That was, he saw this whole thing years back, planned it all down the line, and has brought it to this point. And I'm so honored. I've said this a million times, and I'm honored to be in this position, to be associated with an industry and a product and a cause and a movement like ethanol. I'm the keynote speaker tonight, and everybody's coming up and shaking hands and wishing me well. But the story really, I think, is the point that we're at now in the industry. I hope to be able to go out there tomorrow and really represent ethanol well. Hopefully, I'll be the one that's winning the race for team, for team ethanol. But the point is that whether I win or not, ethanol is going to win the Indy 500 this year, and that's a first. First major motorsports series to run on a renewable fuel, and it certainly won't be the last. As we've seen now, the ALMS is already running on a 10% blend. Champ Car is looking at it more and more and more, and wishing they had the foresight and vision. This is all about all of you, and we're what you have done, all of your support, all of your efforts. Joanna's efforts, Tom said I maybe did 100 million of those impressions. So Joanna did all of them, and she tells me every day how it's her job to make me famous, and I think that really it's, I'm just here to really try to represent the industry and all of you who work so hard and have worked so hard over the years to bring it to this point, and to honor Paul's memory, the best way that I can. I want to give it everything I have tomorrow. I know that my team will, and we have a competitive car, a very competitive car, and hopefully we'll be able to bring it through for a top five. And if we come through with a win, then I'll expect the race. Thanks very much.
Do you have any questions for Jeff?
Any questions?
How big of a race?
he has this unique ability, Dave Rennergan does, of being in the background and the forefront at the same time. it's almost, I see how you know, how he was able to get Ron Fagan so involved in this program, because they're like it in that way a little bit. You know, Ron is, you know, Ron supports us 100%, but I've seen him 3 times in my life. I talked to him on the phone many, many times, and I thought, I started thinking he was like, you know, Charlie from Charlie's Angels. You know, the speaker box is there, and he's funding all of this great stuff, but you never see him. But really, you know, without the efforts of Dave, see, I'm avoiding this whole question of how much I'm trying to calculate in my head. The efforts of Dave Vandegrain and Jeff Broin and Ron Fagan, you know, your guys' support has humbled me with what you give me and the friendships that I've developed here and everything. So it's not about money.
Question over here.
Yes.
My daughter wants to know if you're married yet.
Well, I decline to answer because of the present company. No. No, my lovely fiance Stephanie is right here, and her parents, Steve and Winnie, as well. And, I'm not married yet. I'm getting married in September, right after the season's over.